Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. Part of the problem that I'm having with what is going on right now is that I'm putting a lot of attention on the stories that other people are telling me, mostly that I'm reading online, about what is happening over here and over there and with that person and with this person, about how effective what is this person, what they're doing, and how ineffective what this person over here is doing, and all the analysis and all the projections as to what can happen. And every now and then, I really get struck by the fact that nobody really knows what is going to happen because there's no template for this. I don't really want to be reassured, but what I would like is to hear you talk about what that means, because there's something inside of me that says something amazing could happen here. Could you talk about that? So you're right. Something amazing is already, in fact, in play. We've talked about this with previous questions that we've been asked, but we do want to go a little bit deeper, and we'll take the opportunity to do so since you brought it to the table. We do not understand the specifics. We've been asked about this particular event now several times, but we don't know anything about it. But we can see what you think and what you feel and what each of our physical friends who have interacted with us about this, what they think and they feel. So on the one hand, there seems to be a kind of level of panic, but it's a very interesting panic because it's not marauding through the streets panic. It's a very internalized, introverted panic. It's akin to what is happening when, let's say, a hurricane is approaching. Again, something we don't know very much about, other than we've had the delight, if you will, to spend several hurricanes with Frank. So we do understand what it is that he has done. So there's a kind of preparation where you pull things in, and that's what we keep seeing over and over again. But what's interesting is while a hurricane comes and goes and everyone sort of understands, they can look at the projection of the path, even if it's wobbly, even if it goes to the east or to the west or to the north or to the south, it's going to happen and then it will be gone. And then people will come back behind it and they'll clean up the mess, so to speak. But like you say, there's no template for this kind of experience. Yes, there have been places and times where things like this have happened, even on a global scale, but those things are now outside of memory. You can read about them, you can watch movies about them, you can hear what other people had to say about them. But this thing that is happening here, we're reminded of a very specific thing that we often draw our friends' attention to, and that is the Wells Fargo wagon. It's not just the name of a song in a very popular movie and musical. It's an actual thing. There were people who hitched up a team of, let's say, 8 horses to the front of a wagon, a wooden wagon built with iron components. And they sometimes carried people, but mostly they carried cargo. And some of that cargo included cash or gold or silver. And this Wells Fargo wagon would go from town to town to town. And if you were waiting for something, you would be on the lookout for whether you could see the Wells Fargo wagon coming up over the ridge. And of course, Wells Fargo is not the only company that did this, but it's a very common idea that even people who don't really understand what it means have a general idea of what we're talking about when we say, when it comes to the manifestation of cash, you're no longer waiting for the Wells Fargo wagon to happen. In a previous answer to this, to a question about this topic, we reminded each and every person that if you have the awareness of a virus, you have the virus. That's not a scientific statement, that's a metaphysical statement. But so too, if you have the awareness of cash, you have cash. So in other words, the potential is there. It's what you're going to do with it that matters. It's not whether you can manifest it, because the manifestation is just a means to an end. What are you going to do, let's say, with cash once you have it? What are you going to do with the virus should it manifest in physical form for you on your behalf and to your benefit? Some people use it as an easy way to get out because they're ready to go. Some people use it for other purposes, none of which we really know anything about because we're not there, we're not with them. We don't even know what you will do with this. But it is quite likely that the vast majority of people will simply have the experience from a distance. But what's very interesting is that unlike, let's say, the last global epidemic, you now have instant access to information. That will probably not change. Our recommendation is that instead of taking on face value what other people are saying, and here we're not talking about facts that might be helpful, and we're not suggesting that you attribute any sort of ill will to anyone's statement, but just simply notice that you get to decide what things mean. That's always been the case. It's what is true about everything. You can certainly listen to someone talk about the motivational ways to make money and listen to them try to sort of shame you into doing the right thing so that you can make money, so that you don't have any problems, when you fully well know that the manifestation of cash doesn't require that kind of motivation. It's just really a matter of imagination, intention, and allowing. So if you have an awareness of this virus, it's perfectly fine where it is right here and right now. You may have some experiences with it that you don't like, either through yourself or through other people. But there are openings and possibilities here, just as you say, that you don't know where they're going to go and you don't know where they're going to lead because there's no template for this. But that isn't really true. There is a template. There, in fact, probably are several templates. What you do know is that this is more like, at least you who is asking the question, this is more like probably a hurricane than anything else. It just is probably going to be like a very long hurricane, or it's going to seem that way. But one of the things that we really do like about the nature of the culture that you inhabit at this moment is that things don't last very long. So someone can come along and tell you 2 weeks, 2 months, 4 months. But if we were in your shoes, we would be a little doubtful about that. Not deprecating of it or dismissive of it. But we would, if we were in your shoes, think about the other viruses that pass around. And we're not talking about actual viruses in a medical way. We mean the kind of thoughts that pass around in a place like Twitter, where no thought really lasts very long. It kind of rises up, has its expression, and then moves on. Maybe it comes back again and again, but there's a lot of motion there. You may not like it. You may not want to spend any time there. We're not suggesting that you do, but we would remind you that things come and go very quickly around here, as Dorothy once said of the Land of Oz, where the Munchkins lived. And that has never been as true as it is now. So this is not like you're waiting for the Wells Fargo wagon to arrive. It's already here, and it came very quickly. It can move very quickly, and it can change very quickly. If there was one intention that we were to recommend that you have in terms of what is happening on a global level, which really is none of your business, but you may try and make it your business. So if you're going to make it your business, you might as well intend that there's going to be an awful lot of people very shocked at how quickly this all resolved itself. If you are trying to be right, and we're not saying you are, about something, one of the things you don't want to be right about is how long and protracted this event was. We're not saying we have no idea what is going on, so we're not predicting anything. But if we were in your shoes, we would opt for the reality where everything passes through pretty quickly. And like with a hurricane, that it's nice if the hurricane sort of bounces by on the side and just gets a little windy and it rains a bit, but nothing too terribly much happens. Remember, this is not the Wells Fargo wagon. It's not taking weeks and weeks and months to appear. It's here already. It manifested very quickly, and that has accordingly taken those who spend time planning and preparing quite by surprise. And we're not saying they shouldn't. We're just saying it took them by surprise. And it didn't take them by surprise. It took some by surprise and not others. But the point here is you can use these concepts that we've already been talking about if you want to use them. And think about how temporary all of this is. And imagine things where instead of hearing now that we're in the 8th week, or now that we're in the 10th week, or now that we're in the 3rd month, what you hear instead, what you read about instead, are people saying, well, much to our surprise, this resolved itself really quickly because we took these steps or because we did this. Whatever the backstory is irrelevant, although it will likely be very interesting. But you certainly could see that instead of it all being a clamor about what is not working and what isn't right and what didn't do right and what didn't do well and what should be done better but didn't and it's too late, to instead imagine yourself reading and hearing about people saying, well, that was really fast. Okay, well, now we're on to the next thing. Kind of like what happens on Twitter, kind of like what happens with the manifestation of cash. It's easy to be had, and there's plenty of it, but it also moves very quickly, and there's not much of a delay between the intent and the allowing and the happening. You too can have the same experience here where you intend and allow yourself to see a great deal of well-being in play and in place that feels really good and that feels a little bit surprising, like that happened really fast. That's good because now we can move on to the next thing. Now we can worry about the next celebrity who's in trouble. Now we can worry about the next political issue. And we're moving on from this. Now, we don't really recommend that you plan on worrying about a celebrity or a political issue. We recommend that you really begin to intend, just on a general basis, that everything you hear about really is about how well things are working. You don't have to follow our advice, but that's what our suggestion would be. So we thank you for bringing this very powerful and very delicious question to the table. And as always, we look forward to more of these questions, knowing that each and every time contrast like this comes to the table, wonderful, delightful, and delicious things happen indeed.